Following a decision by the Shura Council of Al-Nahda, the parliamentary group of the Islamic movement will vote against the exclusion law that will ban ousted regime figures from political life in Tunisia. The decision caused fury among Al-Nahda members. The crisis has deepened with the resignation of former Premier Hamad Ishbeli from the General Secretary of the party.
We do not forget the past, but we want to turn the page. We suffered as individuals and victims of the former regime, yet we are now responsible for the future of this country.
Another consultative body is now organizing a national referendum that will set the agenda for holding the party's extraordinary congress before or after the next legislative and presidential elections.
The referendum emphasizes the role of activists within the movement. They decide the future and important events as well as the party's general policies. This is training on shura or consultation and democracy. The results are binding to all party institutions.
Observers argue that Tunisia's Islamic Party is giving choice to its members to extension prior to organizing its national congress.
Another referendum is crucial. Holding the party's congress will allow for the evaluation of the performance of the movement in power. There are many differences in views and deep disagreements among party members. Many mistakes were made over the past 2 years and the crisis has just started.
Analysts say the internal division within another Shura Council on the law of feminization of the revolution is unprecedented. However, the Islamic Party's referendum will give its supporters the opportunity to end the crisis and elect a new leadership in the coming months. Adnan Shereshi, Press TV, Tunis.